The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I want to invite you, if your husband's in the kitchen, if your children are out the backyard, why don't you call them all in and sit down? Because today, I'm taking you with me on a trip to Africa. I would love to be able to let you see the difference that you watching this program made.
Next on Life Today.
Hello, I'm Sheila Walsh, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Life Today. Today's a bit different. This is something I've been looking forward to doing for some time. I have been really impacted by the privilege of being part of this Life Today family. You know, every week we get an opportunity to interview some amazing guests and hear stories of how God has impacted lives. But there's one part of what we do here at Life Today that has impacted me eternally, and that's our mission trips. When I have the opportunity to travel to different parts of the world and actually see the difference that we're being able to make together, it's something that just makes me glad to be alive and glad to be on the earth at this particular moment. And I think perhaps, unlike many trips, Africa has been the one that has probably impacted me the most. And often when I'm on the road, I'll share stories and I'll tell you about different things. Or I get mail from you, or you'll put things on my Facebook page to say, you know, I watched that piece in Africa and it really impacted me. But there's been one thing that occurs over and over again. And that is when I'm out on the road somewhere, I will hear this almost every weekend. I wish I could come with you. I wish I could actually get on that plane and that when we finally touch down, that I find myself in Africa. Thought about that for some time. And so right now, here's what I'd like to do. I want to invite you, if your husband's in the kitchen, if your children are out the backyard, why don't you call them all in and sit down? Because today I'm taking you with me on a trip to Africa. Watch this. So I woke up this morning in this village. It's our final day here. It's my first time in Angola. And I honestly don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect what I experienced. I didn't expect to see a child who is a year and 5 months old and weighs 6 pounds. I mean, how does a child like that even survive? I think one of the things that maybe surprised me most was the profound affinity I felt with the moms. If you're a mom, all you want is for your child to be healthy. You want to be able to put a meal on the table at night and know that your children go to bed with a full tummy. But here I've seen what the ravages of malnutrition do, because in many places where we've been, the crops have been destroyed this year, and that's what they depend on. So many of the moms have to go out and work for 2 days to get one small meal for their children at night. And the meal that they provide has no protein. So when they get sick, they go down so quickly. But the other thing, and this is the thing that blew me away, was I saw the difference that mission feeding makes. I mean, to be able to be in a village and to see this long snake line of little kids who are behaving like little kids should. They're laughing, they're excited, they're happy. And to be able to put a bowl of food, and to me it looked, you know, it kind of looked like oatmeal, but it's not. It's got so much protein in it and vitamins. And I think it was their eyes. I think it was their eyes that were different. And that's why I know there's hope. You know, and this morning, I'm sitting in my tent, And I opened my Bible. I'm just kind of doing one of those, going through the Bible in a year. And here's what I read. Isaiah 58. Share your food with the hungry. Give shelter to the homeless. give clothes to those who need them. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, "Yes, I am here." He'll quickly reply. Feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. Mission feeding is not some great idea we came up with. It's simply living out the gospel of Christ. And we put one simple bowl of food into the hands of these children in Africa. It changes their lives forever. I've watched our show. I've watched it for years. I've loved James and Betty from the moment I met them. I have a fresh understanding of the passion that makes them get up every morning and ask for help, because it literally saves thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, one life at a time. Quite a trip, huh? I will never forget the mothers that I met in Angola, those that I met in malnutrition clinics, who had taken the little they had to be able to get on a motorbike and bring their child to the clinic. And some of them, their children didn't make it the whole way to the clinic. And even those that I was able to sit and pray over, they just showed the worst possible signs of malnutrition. That little swollen belly, skin beginning to peel off, hair color turning orange because there's no nutrients in their system. You know, one child, and this child didn't make it, but the thing that blew me away was the child didn't even have the energy left to cry. I didn't even think about the fact that it actually takes some energy to cry. There was just this stillness over the child as their mother watched, with every breath knowing it could be the last. But then to go from there to the villages where we already have mission feeding in place, and it was literally night and day. I mean, the night after we spent all that time in the malnutrition clinic, I went back to my tent and I lay down in that little army cot and I sobbed, because I thought of all the ways I waste money. You know, the extra fancy coffees that I get that I don't always drink all of. You know, the shoes that I have more than I need in my closet. And I thought of the contrast between me as a mom and these moms, because they're not asking for fancy school uniforms. All they're asking is, would you be able to provide my child with one meal a day? That's all they're asking for. But the amazing thing is, when we set that up in a village, then the children, we serve the food at school on purpose, because then the children will stay in school and they'll get an education and break that cycle of poverty that goes from generation to generation. If you think about our culture in the Western world, we are overprescribed medication for anxiety, for depression. We're overwhelmed. What if some of that is because we just want more and more and the latest thing and the newest thing? How might it impact our lives if, instead of grabbing one more thing for ourselves, instead we did something for a child in Africa? And that's why I'm here today. That's why this program in particular is so important to me, because I'm going back to Angola and I want to go back with good news. I want to be able to say to these moms, I know you heard about a feeding program in a village 100 miles away. Well, here's the good news now. We're setting up in your village too. We can do this together. And some of you might be like my mom was. You know, when my father died when we were little, she lived on a widow's pension. You know, we lived in government housing. We didn't have a car. But my mom took a portion. She took 10% and then a little extra of everything she got to be able to reach out to others who were hurting. So this is something we can all do. If you're a teenager, start now. Start a lifetime of giving. So little helps so many. Do you know that for $30 a month, you can feed three children for 3 months. $30. What can you do in our culture with $30? Skip a meal. Don't go out for dinner on Friday night and determine, you know what? $50 will help feed 5 children for 3 months. Let's stay home and let's put a meal into the hands and the hearts and the tummies of these little ones across Africa. Would you call that number on your screen? Let's do this together in Jesus' name. Let's feed the hungry. Thank you. We've met a lot of moms on our trip to Angola, but I have to tell you, Mariana's story has touched me so profoundly.
Chavalia Munjala, Mumagutio and Dango, Jariato, Wagapere, Wungetinda, Divan Yang and Gusua, Cuquetiale, Cuquetiale, Ochomala, on Jala Ivaria, the Japopa Suyacho, Upisa, Opi. Ochoapa ndaguti pari o vihemba po chonda o nyapo kalo mmo vihemba kachi kuete. Chaje chomba orion bi eko pori a chomo guti mwapa ukupesa la guacho kwa pia namba.
She said that when she goes to bed at night, she lies there and she said, honestly, she wishes she could just give up. You know, she feels such despair, but she said, I can't give up because I've still got 3 children who need me. But when she only has a little bit of food, she makes sure that she gives it to all 3 of her children. And many nights, this mom goes to bed with nothing. Nothing in her stomach. Just a prayer on her lips. Lord, will you send me some help? Maybe you think, well, how can we change her life? It's really easy, through mission feeding. Can you imagine the burden that it will take off this mom, knowing that her kids get 1 good meal every single day? It's not a lot to ask. As a mother, all you want to be able to do for your children is make sure that they're healthy. I remember when my son Christian was just a little boy and he went through a little period where he wouldn't eat. And I remember as a mom being really worried, and he was perfectly healthy. But can you imagine what it's like as a mom if you have nothing to give your children? Someone said something to me some time ago, and I'm sure they didn't mean it quite the way it came out, but it struck me. She said, I've watched your program for years, and I see that so many of these mothers lose 2 or 3 children. There must be a sense in which they get used to it. And I kind of caught my breath, because I thought, when on earth would a mother get used to burying her child? And for Mariana, she was such a beautiful person. But the thought of her tonight, lying on her bed, hungry herself, listening to the cries of her children because they're hungry. We can't prevent our children from suffering. I mean, everybody in life is going to suffer. But to have that daily, to wake up every morning and thinking this is one more day when I have to try and find enough to give at least the 3 children I have left the little I can find. You know, when the rains don't come and the crops are not there, because that's what they depend on, and they're going through extreme drought in Africa at the moment, then they literally have to dig through the earth. I went with them, and when I looked at what they were getting, little bits of corn, and I thought, this is supposed to feed 3 children and hopefully a mom? No, you and I mean, think of the percentage of Americans or Europeans who are spending money because we need to go on a diet, because we're overeating and killing ourselves that way. If we were to shift, if by the Holy Spirit, He opened our eyes to see and our ears to hear their cries, and we began to give out of our plenty to their nothing, She said, I have nothing. So here's what I want to ask you to do. You know, I used to be a guest on Life Today, and I remember my own son, Christian, when he was just a little boy, he saw Mission Feeding and he saw the little red bowls. So he saved up his pocket money for a year. And then he came with me and gave James this big bag of coins. Let's do this as families. Let's get our children involved too. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to go to your phones. $30 feeds three children for 3 months. $50 will feed five children. $100 will feed 10 children. And if God has blessed you, perhaps you've had a great year in your business, do you know that $1,000 would feed 100 children for 3 months? Scripture makes it very clear that on that day when we stand before the Lord and he said, you know, when I was hungry, you fed me. And we'll say, Lord, when did we do that? And Jesus said, when you did it for the least of these, you are doing it for me. Please, in Jesus' name, let's feed the hungry.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Altered Worship CD by Anthony Evans. This powerful full-length album includes unique versions of some of today's most cherished worship songs that are sure to uplift and inspire you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Filled with Faith and Joy travel mug set. These 12-ounce mugs are crafted with large handles, double-layered insulation, and vacuum-sealed lids to prevent spills. Each mug includes a message to remind you of God's blessings and faithfulness. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm here in just one of the malnutrition clinics. And as you can see, I'm here with this beautiful mother and this little one. You know, it's Africa, it's warm here, but look at her legs. She's completely wrapped up and her little hands. The need is so urgent. I mean, I've heard about it. I've seen the things that James and Betty have done for years. But to actually come here myself and see with my own eyes how urgent the need is, I'm asking you, in Jesus' name, would you go to the phones right now, or would you go on lifetoday.org and make the best gift possible? We can all do something. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a 14-year-old kid watching this, or if you're 84 years old and you're living in a limited income, we can all do something. No mother should have to travel 25 kilometers to bring her very sick child to a clinic because she's so malnourished. Would you give your best gift now? Please go to your phone right now. Go online right now and give the best you can. If we all do it, we can change the world for these moms and for these children.
That I said.
Can I just say thank you for staying with me? I know those images are hard to watch. I know the temptation just to flick through the channels and find something that you can just kind of forget about the suffering in the world. But Scripture makes it clear, as we saw, Jesus never forgets the suffering or the hungry or the needy, those who need clothes, those who need water. But there's something so basic about a mom being able to give a meal to her child. You know, when we're in the villages where there is mission feeding already set up, and you saw that line of children and they were the little red bowls, well, I knew that I was going to have the privilege of being the one to give each one of the children their meal. And so I thought, well, I better taste it first. You know, I'm giving it to these children. And it tasted really different than anything I'd ever tasted before. It was good. But the thing that's amazing about it is it's specifically engineered to have exactly what the needs of these children in Africa are. It has the vitamins, the protein, the minerals, everything. So literally, from the first bowl of food, you're turning that child's life from death to life. It's like they're looking down this endless chasm and suddenly you turn them around and they're looking at the sunrise. And that's all they're asking. Who knows what children are out there right now that God wants to raise up to be church leaders, to be, you know, women who make an impact in their community, but they need our help to get there. And we can do it so easily. I mean, I'm trying to think of if I was to go out with a family, out with my family for a meal, $30 wouldn't take us very far. But do you know that that $30 will feed 3 children for 3 months? Think about that. Think about, skip a movie. Maybe you were going to go see a movie. Skip that and decide no, because $50 is going to feed 5 children for 3 months. You know, maybe you were thinking of getting yourself a new pair of shoes, but you actually have 4 or 5 or 6 pairs of shoes, but $100 will feed 10 children for 3 months. Perhaps you had a bit of a raise, or your business is doing well, or you felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to put aside a little money and you weren't quite sure what it's for. This is it. $1,000 feeds 100 children for 3 months. So please, go to your phone right now. Go online, give the very best gift possible, and then maybe give a wee bit more. That's one of the things my mom used to say to me, Sheila, give the best you've got, and then why not just give a wee bit more? We're asking you to do the same. It will literally change the world for these children. Thank you.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Altered Worship CD by Anthony Evans. This powerful full-length album includes unique versions of some of today's most cherished worship songs that are sure to uplift and inspire you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a Filled with Faith and Joy travel mug set. These 12-ounce mugs are crafted with large handles, double-layered insulation, and vacuum-sealed lids to prevent spills. Each mug includes a message to remind you of God's blessings and faithfulness. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Beautiful children, and they're lining up because of love. Not just food, they're lining up because of love. And I just thank God for His love. And then I thank God for the love that you express. It is the love of God for all these children. Betty is here right now, and she's serving up the soup.
You know, we've seen lots of lines over in the States. Kids lined up for games, kids lined up for parks, kids lined up to go to a movie. But these lines are different. These kids are lined up for food, for life. Won't you join with us? These are the kind of lines that really count. These children need our help. They need someone to make a good choice for them, and that's for life. Please join with us and help us with the mission feeding. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking this trip with me to Africa. I pray that it impacted you as much as it impacts me every single day when I remember these moms and I remember their children. We can make such a difference with so little. So if you tried to get through and the line was busy, please keep calling. Go online. Now, this is not just the last day of our mission feeding program. This is the last day of the year. So if you want to get in an end-of-the-year gift and get that good tax break come April, it's a perfect, it's the only time left to do that. You know what I'm thinking? If you and I begin to enlarge our hearts and capture the vision of the joy of giving in Jesus' name, then not only will we be able to say a happy new year to you, it'll be a happy new year for children all around the world. God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.